An inconclusive play is reason's toy. Each strong idea can use her as its tool. Accepting every brief, she pleads her case. Open to every thought, she cannot know. The eternal advocate, seated as judge, armors its logics in vulnerable mail, a thousand combatants for truth's veiled throne, and sets on a high horseback of argument to tilt forever with a wordy lance in a mock tournament where none can win. Essaying thought's values with her rigid tests, balanced she sits on wide and empty air, aloof and pure in her impartial poise. Absolute her judgments seen, but none is sure. Time cancels all her verdicts in appeal. Although like sunbeams to our glowworm mind, our knowledge feigns to fall from a clear heaven. Its rays are a lantern's lustres in the night. She throws a glittering robe on ignorance. But now is lost her ancient sovereign claim to rule mind's high realm in her absolute right, bind a thought with the logic's forged infallible chain, or see truth nude in a bright abstract haze. A master and slave of stark phenomenon, she travels on the roads of erring sight, or looks upon a set mechanical world constructed for her by her instruments. A bullock yoked in the cart of proven fact, she drags huge knowledge bales through matter's dust to reach utility's immense bazaar. Apprentice, she has grown to her old drudge. An aided sense is her seeking's arbiter. This now she uses as the essayer's stone. As if she knew not facts are husks of truth, the husks she keeps, the kernel throws aside. An ancient wisdom fades into the past. The age's fate becomes an idle tale. God passes out of the awakened thought, an old discarded dream needed no more. Only she seeks mechanic nature's keys. Interpreting stone laws inevitable, she digs into matter's heart, concealing soil, to unearth the processes of all things done. A loaded, huge, self-worked machine appears to her eyes, eager and admiring stare, an intricate and meaningless enginery of ordered, fateful and unfailing chance. Ingenious and meticulous and minute, its brute, unconscious, accurate device unrolls an unerring march, maps a sure road. It plans without thinking, acts without a will. A million purposes serves, with purpose none, and builds a rational world without the mind. It has no mover, no maker, no idea. Its vast self-action toils without a cause. A lifeless energy, irresistibly driven, death's head on the body of necessity engenders life and fathers consciousness. Then wonders why all was and whence it came. Our thoughts are parts of the immense machine, our ponderings but a freak of matter's law. The mystic's law was a fancy or a blind. Of soul or spirit we have now no need. Matter is the admirable reality, the patent, unscapable miracle, the hard truth of things, simple, eternal soul. A suicidal rash expenditure creating the world by a mystery of self-loss has poured its scattered works on empty space. Late shall the self-disintegrating force contract the immense expansion it has made. Then ends this mighty and unmeaning toil. The void is left bare, vacant as before. Thus vindicated, crowned, the grand new thought explained the world and mustered all its laws. Touched the dumb roots, woke veiled tremendous powers. It bound to service the unconscious genes that sleep unused in matter's ignorant trance. All was precise, rigid, indubitable. But when on matter's rock of ages based, a whole stood up firm and clear-cut and safe, all staggered back into a sea of doubt. This solid scheme melted in endless flux. She had made the formless power, inventor of forms. Suddenly she stumbled upon things unseen. A lightning from the undiscovered truth startled her eyes with its perplexing glare and dug a gulf between the real and known till all her knowledge seemed an ignorance. Once more the world was made a wonder web, a magic's process in a magical space, an unintelligible miracle's depths whose source is lost in the ineffable. Once more we face the blank unknowable in a crash of values, in a huge doom crack, in the sputter and scatter of her breaking work. She lost her clear, conserved, constructed world. A quantum dance remained, a sprawl of chance in energy's stupendous tripping whirl, a ceaseless motion in the unbounded void, invented forms without a thought or aim. Necessity and cause were shapeless ghosts. Matter was an incident in being's flow, law but a clockwork habit of blind force. Ideals, ethics, systems had no base and soon collapsed or without sanction leaped. All grew a chaos, a heave and clash and strife. Ideas warring and fears leaped upon life. A hard compression held down anarchy, and liberty was only a phantom's name. Creation and destruction, worlds inarmed on the bosom of a torn and quaking earth, all reeled into a world of Kali's dance. Thus tumbled, sinking, sprawling in the void, clutching for props, a soil on which to stand, she only saw a thin atomic vast. The rare point spars, substratum universe, on which floats a solid world's phenomenal face. Alone a process of events was there, and nature's plastic and protean change, and strong by death to slay or to create, driven invisible atoms' omnipotent force. One chance remained, that here might be a power to liberate man from the old inadequate means and leave him sovereign of the earthly scene. For reason then might grasp the original force to drive her car upon the roads of time. All then might serve the need of the thinking race, an absolute state found orders absolute, to a standardized perfection, cut all things in society, build a just, exact machine. Then science and reason, careless of the soul, could iron out a tranquil, uniform world, yearning seekings glut with outward truths, and a single patterned thinking force on mind, inflicting matter's logic on spirit's dreams, a reasonable animal make of man, and a symmetrical fabric of his life. This would be nature's peak on an obscure globe, the grand result of the long ages toil, Earth's evolution crowned, her mission done. So might it be, if the spirit fell asleep. Man then might rest content and live in peace, master of nature, who once her bond slave worked, the world's disorder hardening into a law, if life's dire heart arose not in revolt, if God within could find no greater plan. But many visaged is the cosmic soul. A touch can alter the fixed front of fate. A certain turn can come, a road appear, a greater mind may see a greater truth. Or we may find, when all the rest has failed, hid in ourselves the key of perfect change. Ascending from the soil where creep our days, Earth's consciousness may marry with the sun, our mortal life ride on the spirit's wing, our finite thoughts commune with the infinite. In the bright kingdoms of the rising sun, all is a birth into a power of light. All here deformed girds there its happy shape. Here all is mixed and marred, there pure and whole. Yet each is a passing step, a moment's phase. Awake to a greater truth beyond her acts, the mediatrix sat and saw her works, and felt the marvel in them and the force, but knew the power behind the face of time. She did the task, obeyed the knowledge given. Her deep heart yearned towards great ideal things, and from the light looked out to wider light. A brilliant hedge drawn round her narrowed her power. Faithful to her limited sphere she toiled, but knew its highest, widest seeing was a half-search, its mightiest acts a passage or a stage. For not by reason was creation made, and not by reason can the truth be seen. which, through the veils of thought, the screens of sense, hardly the spirit's vision can descry, dimmed by the imperfection of its means. The little mind is tied to little things. Its sense is but the spirit's outward touch, half-waked in a world of dark inconscience. It feels out for its beings and its forms, like one left fumbling in the ignorant night. In this small mold of infant mind and sense, desire is a child heart's cry, crying for bliss. Our reason, only a toy's artificer, a rule-maker in a strange, stumbling game. But she, a dwarf age new, whose confident sight a bounded prospect took for the far goal. The world she has made is an interim report of a traveller towards the half-found truth in things, moving twixt nations and nations. For nothing is known, while aught remains concealed. The truth is known only when all is seen. Attracted by the all that is the one, she yearns towards a higher light than hers. Hid by her cults and creeds, she has glimpsed God's face. She knows she has but found a form, a robe, but ever she hopes to see him in her heart and feel the body of his reality. As yet a mask is there and not a brow, although sometimes two hidden eyes appear. Reason cannot tear off that glimmering mask. Her efforts only make it glimmer more. In packets she ties up the indivisible, finding her hands too small to hold the vast truth. She breaks up knowledge into alien parts or peers through cloud wreck for a vanished sun. She sees, not understanding what she has seen, through the locked visages of finite things, the myriad aspects of infinity. One day the face must burn out through the mask. Our ignorance is wisdom's chrysalis. Our error waits new knowledge on its way. Its darkness is a blackened knot of light. Thought dances hand in hand with nations on the grey road that winds towards the sun. Even while her fingers fumble at the knots which bind them to their strange companionship into the moments of their merit strife, sometimes break flashes of the enlightening fire. Even now, great thoughts are here that walk alone. They have come with the infallible word, in an investiture of intuitive light that is a sanction from the eyes of God, announcers of a distant truth, the flame arising from the rim of eternity. A fire shall come out of the infinitudes, a greater gnosis shall regard the world, crossing out of some far omniscience on lustrous seas from the still wrapped alone to illumine the deep heart of self and things. A timeless knowledge it shall bring to mind, its aim to life, to ignorance its close. Above, in a high breathless stratosphere, overshadowing the dwarfish trinity, lived aspirants to a limitless beyond, captives of space, walled by the limiting heavens, in the unceasing circuit of the hours, yearning for discrete parts of eternity, and from their high station looked down on this world, two sun-gazed demons witnessing all that is. A power to uplift the laggard world, imperious road, a huge high-winged life thought, unwont to tread the firm unchanging soil. Accustomed to a blue infinity, it planed in sunlit sky and starlit air. It saw afar the unreached immortal's home, and heard afar the voices of the gods. Iconoclast and shatterer of time's folds, overleaping limit and exceeding norm, it lit the thoughts that glow through the centuries and moved to acts of superhuman force. As far as its self-winged airplanes could fly, visiting the future in great brilliant raids, it reconnoitred vistas of dream fate. Apt to conceive, unable to attain, it drew its concept maps and vision plans too large for the architecture of mortal space. Beyond, in wideness, where no footing is, an imagist of bodiless ideas, impassive to the cry of life and sense, a pure thought mind surveyed the cosmic act. Archangel of a white, transcending realm, it saw the world from solitary heights, luminous in a remote and empty earth.